Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on another beautiful day, Tuesday. It's April 30th, 2024. Michael and Don, Peter has the day off, but the Knicks don't. The Knicks could finish it off tonight against the Sixers at Madison Square Garden, and that would be the way to root. That would be the objective for the Knicks. Get this over as quickly as you can. Get yourself ready for the next round. Don't put so much stress by going back to Philadelphia and then possibly even playing a Game 7 at the Garden again. This is the night to do it. You would think that some of the spunk has been taken out of the Sixers, and there's news today that at the shoot-around for the Sixers, Joel Embiid did not show up. He's battling a migraine. My guess is that he will play. He's not going to miss an elimination game. But, Don, I've never, thank God, had a migraine.
No.
But from friends of mine that have had it, if you have a migraine, you might be dedicated to do something and you simply can't do it.
Yeah, it's debilitating, Michael. It makes you nauseous. You can't move. So, you know, seriously, it's not something that you laugh at. Oh, he's got it. He can't play with a headache. You cannot function with a true migraine headache. You just can't. Now, he's got time enough to recover, but that could be a major, major issue for the Sixers. And, you know, if you missed yesterday's show, Peter talked about, hey, like just what you said, don't mess around. Still giving Philadelphia a chance. You lose tonight, you go back to Philadelphia, and all of a sudden maybe you're playing in a Game 7. I think that's a message to any team that's up 3-1. Don't mess around, because there's always an avenue where you give a team life. I'm not concerned with that. I don't think this Knicks team is going to let down. I don't think this Sixers team has it in them. Could they win a game, Michael? Sure, we saw that happen in Game 2. Game 3. But for it to happen on the road, for this team to get off of the mat, that would floor me. If this Sixer team already found it and were able to get off the mat and win three straight games, I would be absolutely shocked. I don't think they have it in them. I don't think the Knicks will allow it to happen. All the Sixers do is complain. They're complaining about the officiating. They're complaining about the number of shots the Knicks have taken, and that's why they're getting more rebounds. Like, they really sound like a team that's already planning their exit strategy from this series. So to go from that to winning three straight games, I just don't see it.
The Knicks are set up to do this, and a lot of the rocky road that you would expect is being cleared out from in front of them. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, and Don doesn't want to get ahead of himself either. But, you know, it looks like Milwaukee's going to lose. So Milwaukee's a good team, and Antetokounmpo's one of the best players in the game. Now all of a sudden you're looking at, can you get past Indiana to go to the Eastern Conference Finals? Now, it looks like the Celtics are going to be able to get past Miami because Jimmy Butler has been out, so they're up 3-1. But yesterday, the Celtics won a game in Miami, and they lost KP. They lost Porzingis to a calf injury, and I've said over and over, those are bears to get over, especially in a sport where you have to jump and you have to push off the leg constantly. I don't know how long he's going to be out. But again, if he is out, that's a compromised Celtic team. So it's right there in front of the New York Knicks right now, but they can't get ahead of themselves. Take care of business tonight. Maybe get yourself healthy. Maybe get Mitchell Robinson healthy. I don't know about Bogdanović. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to come back because of the foot contusion, but we'll see. They've got enough to absorb, though. They've got a really, really deep bench. I know that Tibbs does not play a lot of his people, but even when one guy goes down, all right, no Mitchell Robinson. Precious Achiuwa is a good player. He's a good player.
Very good.
DiVincenzo, not shooting well. McBride is a good player. So the bottom line is they've got good players up and down that bench. They might not have the best starting five in the world, but they've got enough to beat any team. They really do.
No, they're terrific. And I think when you look at any other year, hey, just win the series, right? There's no style points. Just win the series. You're up 3-1. Oh, you lose game five. Big deal. You still got two more games to wrap it up. So what? We're going to win this series. I think you can sit there without any conceit and say, I believe the Knicks are good enough to go to the third round. And give the Boston Celtics or the Cleveland Cavaliers or whoever they face one heck of a ride. And if that's the case, then you want to try to get some rest. You want to be able to be alive for the long haul. And to wrap it up tonight, maybe Milwaukee wins and there's a game six there. And maybe tomorrow Miami wins to force a little bit of depth there. And the Cavaliers in Orlando, that's been a home series, right? So that's 2-2, so they're going to at least go six. Like that, you could think that way, Michael, just like the Rangers can think that way. You're in this thing for the long haul. You're not going anywhere. So whatever advantage you can get on potential opponents, take it and finish it off tonight.
You know, Don and I were talking right before the show, and he really brought up a good point, and I'll let him expound on it, but the Rangers are a better team than the Knicks. The Knicks are a really good team. But the Rangers, the President's Trophy winner, they're a really outstanding team. So you would think that they're probably better built to win a championship. And when you look at the paths they're going to take, Don, the Knicks are in better shape than the Rangers are because the Ranger path is going to be a bear no matter who they play. Every team in front of them the rest of the way can actually win the Stanley Cup. Every team in front of the Knicks, do you really think the Pacers could win the NBA Finals? I don't think so. So I think the Knicks have the easier path than the Rangers do, and the Rangers have the better team, Don.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. You take a look at what's up next for the Rangers. Now, the Islanders are still alive, but they'd have to come back from 3-0 down to win that series. It's only been done four times in the history of hockey. So, sorry, Islander fans, it's not looking great of coming out of this series. You might be able to win tonight, force a game six, and every Ranger fan's hoping for that. But it looks like it's going to be Carolina the next round. Carolina was the betting favorite to win the cup before the season, before the playoffs started, Michael. Now, I haven't looked. Anthony could probably check it out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Hurricanes are the betting favorite in this series. And that's your second round matchup. Now, coming up next is going to be the winner, I believe, of Boston, because Boston's up 3-1 on the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that team's a mess. And Florida, who just finished off Tampa in five games, that it's probably going to be Florida in the conference final. Well, Florida went to the Stanley Cup final last year and won the President's Trophy the year before that and are a terrific, terrific hockey team that might actually be the betting favorites in that series. So, I think the Rangers are the better team, the more experienced postseason team, and they won the league in the regular season. But their path is a lot harder. The winner of Milwaukee, Indiana, the Knicks, I think, will be the favorite and should win regardless of who they face in that round. Now, Boston, I would put Boston with Carolina and Florida as far as being a tall task. But that's still not till the conference final. And who knows what can happen between now and then when it comes to injuries and all that. So I think both of these teams are equipped for a big run. But as far as what's ahead of them, I think the Knicks have a little bit of an easier path.
You know, I think you're being kind. I think they have a lot easier path because, I mean, if the Rangers make it to the Stanley Cup, they would have done some incredible heavy lifting. And I know they're a really, really good team, and they have the best record in the NHL. I get all of that. But the teams that are in front of them, as Don said, the Canes were the betting favorite. And then Florida actually made it to the Stanley Cup last year. If they get to the Stanley Cup finals, Don, that is going to be such an incredible ride that they put themselves through, and through no fault of their own. They've done everything they could possibly do. They've answered every single question. They had the best record, as we mentioned. They swept the first round, but what lies ahead is very difficult. The Knicks, as we've seen, as time goes on, things are opening up for them that we didn't think were going to be there to be opened up. So the Knicks are in better shape. They really are.
Anthony was able to find DraftKings has a prop for the series for Rangers Hurricanes.
Okay.
Hurricanes are -140 to win the series. The Rangers are +120.
There you go.
So So they are the underdogs going into the series, despite having a better record, despite having home ice. That's how respected Carolina is, and Florida is just as respected. Now, maybe Florida gets picked off by Boston. You know, Boston's not going to be any easy task either, and maybe the Islanders make a series of this against Carolina. But that's why it was so vitally important for the Rangers to wrap things up on Sunday to try to catch any kind of break they can against Carolina. Michael, you would know better than me, but I would assume that the Knicks would be the favorite against either Indiana or Milwaukee.
I think they'd be over Indiana. I don't think they'd be over Milwaukee. Now if Milwaukee somehow got past Indiana without Lillard and without Antetokounmpo, then maybe the Knicks are a favorite over that team. But if either of those two guys come back, I'm not sure they would be the favorite over them. But okay. I believe they'd be a favorite over Indiana, and then they would not be a favorite over Boston.
But you're still looking at Milwaukee having to win three straight for that to happen. So
yeah, I don't think it's going to happen
against Indiana. And they'll be a dog against Boston, and I don't think anybody would complain about that based on how Boston played this year and how much better they were than pretty much everybody else in the NBA. But the point is, overall, and we'll have our day with the Rangers as soon as we officially get that second round started, is that this is what the Knicks are looking at here. The Knicks are looking at really a path to the conference final. And
it's amazing.
Who knows? And who knows? And really, and honestly, you know, it's not like Boston's won anything recently. You know, they were upset by Miami last year. The year before that, they lost to Golden State in the final. So they've proven they're not unbeatable. Now, this year is a different story. They've been terrific this year. But, boy, that would be a fun series, especially with those two cities getting together for a chance to go all the way to the finals. That would be pretty cool.
Now, there was one thing that really made me think the Sixers don't have the stomach for what's about to happen tonight. And that was a quote by Joel Embiid, where he said, "There's no pressure on us whatsoever. We're the seventh seed.
Oh.
And we have a lot of injuries. They're the second seed." Really? Are you making it a soft landing for when you lose? First of all, no one should talk about the Knicks with injuries. The Knicks have had as many injuries as anybody. They lost OG Anunoby for a long stretch. They've lost Julius Randle for the entire rest of the season. So please don't tell me about injuries. And I know that Embiid was injured, but now that Embiid's back, now you're looking at yourself as a seventh seed? I mean, you're using the ridiculousness of the fact that you were in the play-in because you had injuries. Well, the Knicks had injuries, and they finished second. They overcame the fact that a guy who scored 25 and rebounded 10 every single game has not played since January, and they still finished with the second seed. And now you're going to say, well, you know what? There's no pressure on us. Well, if there's no pressure on you, then you don't expect to win, and you don't deserve to win. Then you are losers. That's all there is to it. You can't say there's no pressure on us. There's a lot of pressure on you. This team, throughout the whole process, quote unquote, they were built to win a championship. And Embiid is an MVP, the reigning MVP. He got held to 1 point in the fourth quarter in game four. 1 point in the fourth quarter. 0 points over the last 5 minutes. Don't tell me you have no pressure. You have a lot of pressure. You just don't want to admit to it, which means that you don't expect to win. I don't know if you took it the same way, Don, but it jumped out at me. What a weak no. comment by Joel Embiid.
No, they're already preparing their exit strategy. I think they're cooked. I'm not going to get into jinxes. Don, don't say. I'm just telling you what I've seen, how they've played, how this Knick team plays. This Sixer team looks like they're ready to be done. Now, if this game was in Philadelphia, if it was the old 2-3-2 format, Michael, I'd say, all right, listen, they're home. You got to give them a puncher's chance. That Garden is going to be, I'll say it, up for grabs tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We know how that building can be. I've been there for big Ranger playoff games when the crowd smells blood and there's a chance to advance. You know, in hockey, you get the handshake line. Like, you're anticipating that you are going to end this series and move on. And the only thing is, it's not a weekend, you know, so I don't know if that'll take a little bit out of the crowd that it's a Tuesday, but I doubt it very seriously. These Knick fans are hungry. This Knick fan base is ready. And I think that building is just going to be crazy tonight. So Philadelphia is walking in with their head in their hands, facing elimination, walking into a building that's going to be apoplectic. That would really show me something if the Sixers got off the mat and won this game. It really would. I'm interested what the number is, Anthony, what the spread would be. Michael, I would think you're probably somewhere in six territory.
maybe a little lower. I mean, because
five and a half,
the Sixers
six?
What is it?
I know. I'm saying I'm getting like what, like five and a half, six?
Maybe
Knicks
five,
minus four and a half.
It is four and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Because, you know, one thing that we have to be aware of, despite the whining, despite the excuse making, each game has been close. They've been in a position to win each one, and they got rooked out of winning game two. So they could look at it that way. That's what the way the bookmakers are looking at it. But again, when you say there's no pressure on us, well, then you're losers, and you don't expect to win. Because maybe I missed it. I don't think anybody on Miami has said, well, there's no pressure on us. It's all on the Celtics because we're an eighth seed. Well, you don't have Jimmy Butler. You can say that. You can say that. Who exactly of import is Philadelphia missing? As long as Embiid's on the floor, they have a puncher's chance with anybody. But to say that we don't have any pressure and the Knicks have all the pressure, no, I don't believe that because the Sixers are going nowhere and they might have to rethink their whole roster makeup if they don't win. I mean, is Embiid coming back? Is he going to be another player who wants to be traded to New York? Who knows? And you want to see people's opinion of somebody change in an eye blink, Don, if somehow the Knicks get Embiid. I think it wouldn't be bleep Embiid anymore.
Probably not. And I guess that's always a possibility. We've seen it. If Roger Clemens can pitch for the Yankees, I guess anything's possible.
Exactly.
And I think the Knicks fans would embrace him the same way the Yankee fans did. But it just has all the earmarks of just a party tonight at the Garden. Now, you're right. I mean, you got to respect your opponent. And I don't all the things that I'm saying, Michael, and that you're agreeing with here is how the players on the Knicks should think. They should not be thinking that way. They should be going out there, you know, completely engaged and just do their thing. They shouldn't be thinking about the next round. They shouldn't be thinking about how we've got them. We've got our just take care of business. But I just believe, and I think every Knicks fan believes the way I do, that this is going to be a special night tonight at the Garden.
All right, it's game night brought to you by Telemar Dew Irish Whiskey. The Knicks look to close out their series at the Sixers at MSG. We've been talking about it with coverage immediately following us on 98.7 and also on MSG. The Islanders try to stay alive against the Hurricanes in Carolina with coverage at 7 on our sister station, 1050 AM, and also on the MSG family of networks. And in baseball, the Yankees face the O's at 6:30. 6 o'clock, the coverage starts on YES, and the Mets host the Cardinals at 7:10, and their coverage will start at 6:30 on SNY. That's Game Time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish Whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. All right, let's take some phone calls, see what you're thinking about tonight, and we'll go to Ken in Connecticut to start it off. Ken.
Hey, guys. So,
what's up?
When the 7-foot crybaby loses tonight, I hope the Knicks fans flood Philly radio. Also, it's been very comical to see the Eagles collapse and then having them deal with this. So I hope they have a trunk load of coloring books, a cry room in their apartment or their house or whatever they have, and Embiid, go get some Excedrin. Let's go, Knicks.
All right, so Ken being antagonistic, let's go to Griffin in Connecticut. Griffin.
Hey, first off, Michael, the Mets are playing the Cubs, not the Cardinals.
Oh, I didn't even notice he said that.
He did.
Oh, well, they both begin with C. They both are in the same division.
You know what? No. Griffin, I'm going to tell you, I'm a moron. I just played Ron Burgundy. Somebody who's going to pay for this wrote Cardinals on the sheet, and I read it without even thinking. Griffin, thank you. They're playing the Cubs. I appreciate it. And the person who did this should step up and take total blame for it.
Yep, it was me.
Oh, nice job, Ant. Go ahead, Griff.
You guys are 100%. The Knicks, they got to go in this game and having a mindset of closing out the Sixers tonight because their opponent that they're probably going to play is the Pacers, and the Pacers are going to play a Bucks team that probably has no Middleton. We don't know if he's going to play. He's questionable, so he might not play either. They probably don't have Giannis. They probably don't have Lillard either, so you probably expect the Pacers to win tonight. So you don't want to go back to Philly while the Pacers could be all done with. and waiting. So the Knicks have to have a mindset of closing out the Sixers. And I'm with Don. The Sixers do look dead. They look off. They don't look like they got a mindset. They just look lost because they look like they're ready to go home.
Yeah. And the thing is that the great thing about this is that the Knicks' mentality is always this game, take care of business. Like, they don't take nights off. And that building's not going to allow them to take tonight off. Now, maybe the Sixers are better. Maybe everything falls for them. That's always a catch. But, Michael, can you see the Knicks, like, daydreaming about Indiana? Daydreaming about the second round? I don't think Tibbs would allow that to happen.
No.
I don't think that they're equipped to do that. They go out there and they play every game like it's a must win. And maybe Philadelphia will be better tonight. That's always a possibility. But it won't be because the Knicks don't care or they're daydreaming or not focused. Tibbs won't let that happen.
That's not my worry. But I do have a worry because, you know, everybody seems to forget that the first four games have been close. They have been close. So if the Sixers win tonight, would I be shocked? One thing I don't agree with, well, they've got to get it done tonight. Well, it would be preferable if they got it done tonight. But as Don said at the beginning of the show, do you really think the Sixers are going to beat the Knicks three in a row? I don't think so.
No.
But what you're trying to do is you're trying to minimize the amount of stress you put on yourselves and put on your bodies. And every game that you play, there's a likelihood that somebody gets hurt as well. So that's why you want it done tonight. Not because, well, then we go back to Philly and we could lose there and lose at the guard. I don't think that's going to happen. You just want to get it done, clean that off your plate, and move on to the next meal. The only way to look at it.
I don't think it's nearly as important as it was for the Rangers to win on Sunday, because you're going up against a beast and you don't want to give them any kind of advantage. Even if Indiana were to win tonight and the Knicks had to wait until, you know, game six to wrap it up or whatever, I still think they'd be in pretty good shape against the Pacers.
Absolutely. 1-800-919-3776. Lenny in Copeg.
Yes. I just called you to appreciate your actions. Don, Michael,
yeah,
and wherever Peter is, I don't worry about it. But listen to me, I'm a 7-year-old man. I grew up in 1954. I told Don one time when he hung up the phone on me about Mickey Mantle. Mickey Mantle, the furthest home run that I ever saw, which was 535 feet on an August afternoon. I don't know if the wind was blowing out or not, but I remember that day. But listen to me. Enjoy the sport every day for what it's worth. Winning is our capability. Defeat is that we'll show up tomorrow. And I like you guys. I've been listening to 20 years. And thank you, Michael, because you were at Hofstra camp over there, and you gave my son an autograph. He was 8 years old. And it became, I didn't make him play football anymore, because you were at the office camp. And thank you very much for the memories, and continue to move forward with the power of the strength you have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Lenny.
Deep.
That was very deep.
One thing, and this is off the beaten path, you never have to call and thank me for signing an autograph for a kid. I mean, that's not heavy lifting. If I don't sign an autograph for a kid, you should call up and just excoriate me. But please, I mean, I appreciate the kind words, but it's not necessary, because what kind of ghoul wouldn't? So thank you in advance for anybody who wants to say that. But call in if I don't sign an autograph for a kid. It's weird. I hate to be complimented for something that, you know, only an animal wouldn't do.
Yeah,
an animal,
Don. It's just a thank you.
I know. But
how
feel,
else do you set it up?
Makes me feel like weird.
Well, no, but
weird.
What are you supposed to say? You signed an autograph for my son, which you were morally obligated to do? No, you throw thank you out.
All right.
Just if an easier, it's an icebreaker. Keeps things moving.
Well, that wasn't the case. Don, why don't you tell us about BetMGM?
All right, the NBA playoffs are here, and the New York Knicks are in. It is time to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game and every vital play mean more than ever with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all of the blue and orange action as the New York Knicks drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the King of Sportsbooks with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York and New Jersey only. Gambling problem in New York? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
New York, hey, it is Peter, and it is Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Did you hear about their 30 for 30 sale? Come get some. You could take up to 30% off MSRP during the next 30 days on brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XEs, Gladiator Wagoneers, and Grand Wagoneers. All up to 30% off MSRP. Go visit Michelle Scalise during their Jeep celebration event and come get some.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper. You know, the Yankees are 0-8 when scoring two runs or fewer this season. That's tied for the worst win percentage in Major League Baseball. Conversely, Yankees are 19-3, an .864 win percentage when scoring three or more runs this season. That's the best win percentage in Major League Baseball. Yankees lost last night's game 2-0. That's Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients create a winning game plan to transform knowledge into action for your business. Check out Eisner Amper Solutions Insight Resources at EisnerAmper.com/solutions. 1-800-919-3776. Knicks and the Sixers tonight. We get another person on Twitter, Don, very sure of themselves, questioning that the Knicks would be playing the winner of Indiana and Milwaukee. I want to know what's inside the head of somebody who could be so sure about something that they could be wrong about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I saw you answered the guy back. He seems nice enough, but why would you write something like that and correct people unless you know for sure that you're right?
Yeah.
They don't reseed in the NBA.
That's right. So they're locked in to taking on the winner of the Pacers and the Bucks. I guess you can get thrown off by the play-in. But that they've been doing this for a while now, and that's just the way it goes. It's a bracket now in the NHL, too, where the Rangers are locked into taking on Carolina in the second round. So if they beat the Islanders. So, yeah, I don't know. If you're gonna tweet that I'm wrong, it would have been take them 2 seconds. Let me just double check. But
they don't want to do that.
I straighten the situation out. Boy's ass!
You know what? I think there should be ramifications, Don. You want to know what it is? You know, if you make a statement like that and you're so embarrassingly wrong, you should have your Twitter privileges taken away for at least 2 months.
Like a Twitter penalty box.
Yes, you're in the penalty box. You can't receive, nor can you put out tweets. How about that?
Do it.
Let's go to the phones. Joyce in Middletown. Joyce.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, this is my first time calling in, and I'm 71 years old.
I've Welcome
been a
aboard.
Knicks fan. Thank you. I've been a Knicks fan for over about 60 years, and I have to tell you, I'm amazed that Adib didn't know better than not to say anything about the Knicks fans. It just shows, I guess, that he's a younger person. It's not a smart move. And the other not smart move is for us Knicks fans to count our chickens before they hatch. I think the Knicks are going to go all the way, but I know you take on the opponents as they're at, and then you go on and say what's going to happen next. So
now, one thing, Joyce, he took on the Sixer fans more than the Knicks fans.
Yeah.
I mean, he ripped his own fan base for saying, you know, why didn't you guys stay here? You're supposed to be great fans, and you gave up the building to the Knicks. And also, the excuse of him being young, he's 30 years old. He's been in the league 10 years. You should know better than to make antagonistic statements. And the one thing he does with the Garden, like he puts his hand to his ear, says, come on, come on. Don't say come on to New Yorkers. They'll find more. They will find more if you say come on, come on.
But I think anything they said now is just that pure out of desperation. What does it matter now, right? They're already greasing the skids for it to be over, so they don't have to worry about poking the bear. The bear's all over you at this point. So anything they say from here on forward is just, to me, I think it's just like loser's lament, right? That I think they're prepared for it to be over, but I don't think that I can understand a Knick fan being apprehensive saying that out loud. Doesn't want to jinx it. I can understand a Knick player not wanting to say that out loud. But if you're going to analyze this series, how do you not analyze the fact that the Sixers look like they're done? And they just don't have what it's going to take to win three straight games against this team. I know the games have been close, Michael, but part of the reason the Knicks have won three of the four is because they have the ability to find a way to win those games, and the Sixers don't.
Of all the games, the one that amazed me the most on was Embiid scoring 1 point in the fourth quarter. I don't get it. I mean, how can somebody that great be stopped? I know that Anunoby did a good job, but he had 5 inches on Anunoby, 50 pounds, and you scored 1 point in the fourth quarter? That's got to be a little bit of want in there, too.
Of course.
Just by accident, you should be able to score more than 1 point.
That good a player in that big of a game, absolutely.
Let's go to Fran in Massapequa.
My Fran.
Boys, what's up? I'm calling. I wanted to talk about the Knicks, but before I get to that, I just wanted to eat some crow. I was 1,000% wrong. The information that I got from the person I knew, I called up and told him to stick with getting me tickets. And I just trusted the guy, you know, and I trusted he's a friend, you know what I mean, but he's more of an acquaintance, and I went with it.
Now, for those who don't know, for those that don't know what Fran's talking about, Fran came on before the NFL draft and assured us that the Bears were taking Marvin Harrison Jr., they were not taking Caleb Williams, number one. We told him he was wrong, he said he had an 100% inside source, and now he's calling up to eat crow, which is kind of
which is nice. We appreciate it.
And it wasn't, let's be real, too. It's not a major source like a professional. I know a guy I get tickets from if I go to a Bears game from New York.
But he's not a major source, Fran, and you called up a major New York sports show and said that this was going to happen.
Well, no, because what happened was, this is what happened. When I talked to him, he texted me, I called him, and he told me this is what he knew. He's he's told me he's getting me these seats. 1,000%. I've trusted him every time he's come through.
I think you should scrub him out of your life. I don't think you should ever talk to him.
No, listen, but like I said, we went at it because just like you just said, I respect this show to the tilt. And I said to him, I went and put my you know what on the line. Now I look like a complete fool. Now I could have been the hero, but I look like a fool. And I says, for now on, tickets or don't text me. So that's that.
Now, was he apologetic to you?
Was he apologetic?
Now, just really quick.
Wait a minute.
I'm so happy.
Wait a minute.
One of the interns.
Wait. Was he apologetic to you?
He said, oh, what's the difference? You know, he was kind of, but no, it wasn't what I thought. That's all.
No,
it happens.
A bad guy. But you want tickets,
really quick,
I get it.
I know. So that's where I'm at. You know, that's where I'm at. So, but listen, real quick, one of the interns, I'm not going to say who, when I called the show, wasn't your show, went off on me, calling me a liar. Fran, you're calling the show. He goes, you call ESPN, you go on the air. You're a liar. You're a liar. And I was arguing with him. And I said, listen, I'm not a liar. I didn't tell you to go out and buy something or do something. I said that I got information. Now, my simple question to you guys is, do you consider me a liar? Just a no. Yes or no, real quick.
No. Who said okay, that? What you. Show that's was it?
Yeah, who said you were a liar?
It. First of all, we don't have interns here. What show was it?
I don't want to say because I don't want to. You know what I mean? I don't want to. It was grass a Saturday morning, and okay. I know exactly who it was. And these two guys, they're almost a blind leading the blind. But I don't want to get into it. I don't want to mention no names. I only said it because you
you're
guys.
You're not a liar. I mean, you're. I think your judgment was in question listening to him, but
right,
you're not 100%. A liar.
Right, but if I called up now and didn't eat crow and didn't take it like a man, then, no. You know, all right. But I had every intention, and I had every intention that day to say it on Grosh's show that I was wrong, and I was going to call you guys. But anyway, thank you for just settling that. But listen, I'm so happy with the Knicks. And the bottom line is this. This is what a superhero does. And this kid, is a superhero. My father's 88. He loves him. This kid gets knocked down, gets up. I'm just so happy that his dad can be right there with him.
I know.
Because family is everything. Love the show. Love the Knicks right now. And stick it to Embiid. This is a wonderful ride we're on. Thank you guys so much. Your opinion means a lot to me. I'm sorry Peter wasn't there. Thank
no,
you.
We're not.
We'll
thank
pass
you for
it along.
Yeah, we're not. We're not sorry. Wow.
That was a good conversation. Anthony, do you know who he called out?
I don't, but that was a broadside swipe at whoever it is that works on Grosh's show.
Honestly, I don't know who it is. I could find out. But Fran's not a liar. To call him a liar, that's not right.
Also,
his judgment was poor. He trusted somebody, and he got fooled.
You trusted us.
Yeah.
you made a little mistake.
You trusted us.
Yeah.
Look, man, watch. He can't give the whole quote, but it's a
no.
good one.
No, but it wasn't also from Goodfellas, too?
I just know. You blanked up. You trusted us. That's all Animal House.
Yes, and I loved it. Justin in Texas. Justin.
Hi, Michael, Don, long time, first time.
Thank you.
It's just going perfectly for the Knicks right now. We've waited so long for this. Don, we spoke one time back, like, maybe a couple years when you were doing your Don show. Diehard Knicks fan. It's just we have now the situation where we can get Indiana in the second round, and I know we have to take care of what we have to take care of today, but oh, just poetry in motion. We could take down Indiana, redeem our Hibbert and Melo days, and then looking forward to Boston, oh, it's beautiful. Get Porzingis out of there, beat Boston, get into the finals. I know that's just me thinking ahead. And Michael, I think the Yankees need to move away from Gleyber Torres. Definitely trade him at the trade deadline.
Again, Justin, you're making the same mistake that everybody makes. Guy's in a slump, and you want to trade him. Stanton didn't hit for the first 2 weeks. Get rid of him. Judge didn't hit. Bench him. I mean, this is baseball, Susan. It's baseball. Is Gleyber Torres anywhere close to what he should be? No. But he actually has gotten hot of late, and he's 7 for his last 15. He's just not hitting home runs. And as for trading at the trade deadline, If he has what, 2 home runs, what are you going to get back for him?
You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. I mean, if he's hot, you're not going to trade him. If he's cold, you're not going to get anything for him. You're going to.
And
have
I told
to
you all at the beginning of the season, Don, they're not re-signing him.
The thing is, if they were going to deal him, they should have dealt him last year. They didn't. Now they have him, and now you have him for the duration, and you're going to lose him for nothing. Now maybe you won't care, because maybe he won't be anything. But as far as dealing him for anything of significance, if he's playing poorly, that's not going to happen. And if he's playing well, then you'd be foolish to let him go.
Again, we could take phone calls. And every time someone's in a slump, every time, Lindor, Judge, Stanton, Gleyber, baseball fans, it seems like they like the game, but they don't understand the game. If it's 3 months, call up and say, you know what, they should bench him. I get it. Then he's probably done. But even if it's for a month, they want a Judge benched. How did he do in the 2 games in Milwaukee? Please, everybody, take a deep breath. Realize what the game is. Let's go to Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to mention, you know, everybody's, you know, giving Stanton hell about running down to first base. I believe, you know, he could have ran a little harder. I know he's trying to save himself. You know, you don't want to get hurt. I don't want to see him get hurt. But I believe he could have ran a little
Well, how do you believe that? Well, why wouldn't he, if he saw a base hit, why wouldn't he run harder?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Because he can't. Anthony, he can't.
Yeah.
I got a stat here. In 2000 and... Where is it? In 2018, he was in the top 70 percentile of sprint speed. Last year, he was in the bottom 4%. Today, he's the bottom 5%. This is what he is. He's not jaking it. He can't run. And if he tried to run any harder, he would blow out his legs.
Right. He'd get hurt.
He'd get hurt.
He'd detect he was hurt.
I mean, it's funny. There were two plays yesterday where it looked like he was running in quicksand. I'm sorry, everybody, if it doesn't satisfy you. He cannot run. He cannot run, and if he tries to run any faster, he will blow out his hamstring, blow out a calf. His lower body injuries will take him out of the lineup for 50 games. That's exactly what's going to happen. Stop saying he's jaking it. Stop saying I think he could run faster. Why do you think he could run faster? And if he could run faster, then why doesn't he?
He has the ability to score,
and he can't run any faster. He had an ability to an infield single yesterday. He can't run any faster. This is not the player the Yankees acquired. Again, the year they got him, he was in the top 70 percentile of sprint speed. Now he's in the bottom 5% all of Major League Baseball. That includes catchers. People, you got to come to grips with things. He can't run. He's incapable of running fast. It doesn't exist anymore in his body. It doesn't. The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They will contractually guarantee that you lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut are available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose the weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer without any shots. Go to njdiet.com. Well, I talk for a living, and whether I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I'm sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. There's nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea. Bigelow Earl Grey. This delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil is not your ordinary tea. It's a broadcaster's dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my local listeners and loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow Tea number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
I've got the Yankees starting lineup here. It's brought to you by Bigelow Tea and Certapro Painters. Anthony Volpe, the shortstop, will lead off. Batting second, right fielder Juan Soto. Batting third and playing left field, Aaron Judge. Giancarlo Stanton will DH. He's going to bat cleanup, batting fifth and playing first base, Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres at second base will bat sixth, batting seventh and catching, Austin Wells. Oswaldo Cabrera will play third base. He's going to bat eighth and batting ninth. And playing center field, it's Trent Grisham. The pitcher for the Yankees is Nestor Cortez. In seven starts against the Orioles in his career, He has a 1.73 ERA. And Dean Kramer will get the start for the Orioles, 1-2, 4.61. And in his career, Aaron Judge has three home runs against Dean Kramer. That's the Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K. Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees and CertaPro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
You give good lineup.
Thank you, Don. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Charles in the Poconos. Charles.
Michael, how are you, Don? How are you? It's so exciting to be a New York sports fan now. It reminds me of the 69-70 season when the Jets won the Super Bowl and the Knicks beat the Lakers. And, of course, the Mets, you know, probably beat the Baltimore Orioles in the World Series. It's such a great time to be alive and be a New York sports fan. I'm so excited for every game. I can't wait to watch the game tonight with the Knicks. The Rangers are doing well. The Yankees seem to have a good team. I'm just so excited to be a New York sports fan.
Well, I hear your excitement. The thing that we compare it to more so, Don, would be 94.
Yeah.
Because I guess the Jets have a chance if everybody's healthy. But I'm not sure that that's the way you're going to pick.
And what people misremember about 69, Michael, it was not in a year. The Jets had won the Super Bowl in January of 69, but that was the 68 season.
Right.
So then the Mets won the World Series in October of 69, and then the Knicks won the championship in the spring of 70. So it was a really cool, 18 months, but it wasn't all in the 69 season. The Jets were technically the 68 champions. The Mets were the 69 champions and the Knicks were the 70 champions. So, but it was you know what I mean? It's like a year and a half. And we're 94, having those two teams sharing the same building playing every day. That was really cool. But that was a really interesting time, too, back in the late 60s, early 70s. The Yankees weren't very good, but, you know, the Jets and the Knicks and the Rangers were okay, not great, but. Not 94 is probably the one that I think resonates with most people.
Let's go to Adam in Levittown. Adam.
Michael and Don, first time, long time. It's an honor to be on the show.
What's up?
Thank you so much for keeping us all entertained.
Thank you.
As you both know, many things have changed over the last 3 years. I think it's now time to move on regarding the left field fence at Oriole Park. Oswaldo Cabrera would not have had a home run 3 years ago. He debuted 2 years ago. It would not have been a home run in 24 of 30 ballparks. I'm an Oriole fan for 45 years, and it's time to give them some shine. This team is very good right now.
I don't understand what you're saying, Adam. I know that he didn't play 3 years ago. That ball that he hit, all we were saying is the difference in the ballpark, it would have left the yard. One of the 6 yards it would have left is this one. So to not say it would be, you're just not doing your job. They have moved the fence back a tremendous amount, costing their own players home runs. So I'm not saying that the Yankees should have won that game yesterday. I said on the air that, 3 years ago would have been a tie game. Who's not giving the Orioles their shine? Orioles are an outstanding team. But they have moved the fences back in left field a ridiculous amount. Ridiculous. And I think it's to the detriment of their team. With the young hitters they have on their team, they're taking home runs away from Adley Rutschman, away from Santander. They're taking home runs away from players that would have home runs. The original intent was to move the fences back so they could sign free agent pitchers. Hasn't happened, has it? Let's see if Corbin Burns stays. He's a free agent at the end of the year. I think that it used to be a bandbox, and it made sense to move it back, but to have it 410 to the extreme of left center field is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Nobody's taking shine away from the Orioles. Both teams play with the same dimensions. I think it hurts the Orioles as well. Let's go to Joe in Maryland. Joe.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Joe.
I was at the game last night. One thing about Stanton. On that play where he got thrown out at second base, he, took a half a step in and stopped. For him to restart is like an 18-wheeler trying to take off from a traffic light. He's got to shift gears 5 times to get through the intersection.
Yep.
And also, they did I thought it was a class act by the Orioles that did a tribute to John Sterling last night.
Joe, I didn't see it. What did they do? I didn't see it.
Oh, they just announced his retirement. They had it on their Jumbotron, announced, you know, his retirement, how many games he had done. It
was cool.
I thought it was a class act on New Orleans' part. I just wondered if you'd seen any other stadiums that have done that.
Well, since he announced his retirement, Joe, the only place the Yankees have been other than the stadium was Milwaukee. And they didn't, as far as I know, but if somebody had asked me, did the Orioles do it yesterday, Don, I would not have known. You know, there's so many things that go on between innings where I'm talking to my producer. Well, I didn't see it, but I'm glad that they did. Milwaukee, I'm pretty sure they didn't do it.
Yeah, everybody should, because he's a national treasure. But I can understand a National League team maybe not getting it, but a team in the division for all the big games that they played over the years.
It was nice of them to do
that. I think it makes sense. I think they should do it, you know, in Fenway and Toronto and every place else, too. I don't know if they're obligated to do it, but I thought it was nice that Baltimore did.
Absolutely. 1-800-919-3776. So much more to do. Wally Szczerbiak is going to join us at 4:30. That's going to be fun as we go over the Knicks and the Sixers tonight. It's all on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. Right now, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball, visit FanDuel.com/Peter to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner in Major League Baseball. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. 21 and over, physically present New York. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.